All right, 609 FM Talk 106.5 77 now as we get started on this little Friday Eve edition of the show. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad you're here. Plus, coming up this morning, Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report around 7:50. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And Dalton. It is 609. We now know the name of the victim killed in a fatal car accident Tuesday on I-10. Mobile Police have identified the victim as 19-year-old Brittany Cleaver. Authorities say her vehicle went off the road and hit a utility pole. Police confirmed she was driving over the speed limit when she tried to pass another vehicle, and she lost control just after 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Mobile fire rescue units and other first responders, they worked to free Brittany from inside that vehicle after she became trapped. All of this unfolding on westbound I-10 between I-65, that interchange, and Rangeline Road. Due to the traffic backup, @MobileFRD took to Twitter advising motorists to avoid that area. News out of Northwest Florida this morning as a homicide suspect on the run for more than a year. Now back behind bars. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies say they recognized Deon Keith Harris on Tuesday and they tried to pull him over, but instead of pulling over, he took off. And during that police chase, Harris hit another vehicle, hitting and injuring that driver. He was eventually arrested near Davis Highway and I-10. And here's why authorities were looking for Harris. He's wanted for killing Alan Elliott back in 2017. Elliott was found shot to death at a Florida apartment complex. Another suspect, Shaquille Jordan, was arrested about 3 weeks after that 2017 murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Remember, our podcast of this show, midday, weekend shows, evening shows, all available on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police have arrested a man they say was helping Marquise Wallace elude them. Tadrian Rushing is charged with accessory after the fact. Investigators say Rushing hid one of the vehicles Wallace was allegedly driving. Police are still looking for Wallace. On June 6, investigators say Wallace was driving a white Dodge Challenger when he hit three people on West Cervantes Street in Pensacola. Two of the victims, including a baby, died. Two of three teenagers charged with assault in a Davidson High School locker room appeared before a judge Wednesday. LaQuentin Williams and Alex Sullivan were in court. Ellis Wright was not in court. His lawyer entered a plea on his behalf. They're charged with beating Rodney Kim Jr. inside the Davidson High School locker room. A video of that assault went viral. All three pleaded not guilty, asking for youthful offender status. An inmate who escaped from his work release site in Bay Minette is back in custody. 29-year-old James Hubbard had been on the run since around 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. He was captured last night about 10. Hubbard is serving 7 years for property theft out of Talladega County. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama. Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
Good morning. It's 6:14 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Oregon State beat Arkansas 5-3 Wednesday night to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight in the College World Series. The Beavers were down 3-2 entering the top of the ninth inning on the brink of elimination. With two outs and the tying run on third base, Oregon State's Caden Grenier hit a pop-up foul down the right field line. Three Arkansas players surrounded the pop-up, needing only one out to win the national championship.
Yeah, and?
No one called for the ball. The ball fell to the ground for a foul ball. Next pitch, Grenier hit a single, driving in the tying run. And then after that, outfielder Trevor Larnach came to the plate, and this happened.
Larnach's 18 homers leads the team. Gets one to hit, drives it to right. This one is deep. This one is gone. Trevor Larnach's 19th, and Oregon State roars to the top here in the ninth. They now lead it 5-3.
So the Beavers took a 5-3 lead. Then Oregon State relief pitcher Jake Mulholland came on to close out the game for Oregon State in the bottom of the ninth. Tonight, the series deciding Game 3 scheduled to start at 5:30. It'll air on ESPN. Yesterday, a federal judge denied St. Paul's motion for a preliminary injunction against the Alabama High School Athletic Association's competitive balance rule. St. Paul's filed the suit in federal court in May, arguing that the competitive balance rule puts their football players at risk for injury and unfairly targets private schools. The competitive balance rule was instituted earlier this year by the AHSAA. It forces the most successful private schools to play at higher classifications than they would using only their enrollment numbers. Judge William Steele denied the motion, writing, quote, "It is not the role of this court to decide whether the competitive balance rule is the wisest, fairest, best, or most efficient way of advancing the objective of promoting competitive balance in interscholastic athletics." St. Paul's football team will play in Class 6A this year after winning the state championship in 5A last season. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs announced the promotion of assistant Becky Hammond to the role of lead assistant on coach Greg Popovich's staff. 41-year-old former WNBA star has been with the Spurs as an assistant since 2014 and now becomes the first full-time salaried female coach in NBA history.
Awesome.
Hammond spent 16 seasons in the WNBA and was a six-time All-Star, recently named one of the top 20 players in WNBA history. In an update to a story from yesterday, William Jenkins, the brother of New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins, has been charged with aggravated manslaughter after a body was found Tuesday at Janoris Jenkins' house in New Jersey. The body was identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee, a Jenkins family friend who had been living at the house. ESPN reports that Janoris Jenkins was not at home when the body was discovered and has been in Florida since the completion of Giants minicamp 2 weeks ago. In the World Cup on Wednesday, defending World Cup champion Germany...
From Germany...
We had to break that out. Anytime we're talking Germany, especially this morning.
Alvin Holmes, thank you.
Because Germany was eliminated from the tournament in a 2-0 loss to South Korea, put the Germans in last place in Group F. Germany had not been eliminated in the first round of the World Cup since 1938. There were more pressing matters in the world back then.
Yeah.
In their place, Mexico advanced to the round of 16, even though they lost yesterday to group leader Sweden 3-0. Also on Wednesday, Brazil beat Serbia 2-0 to finish at the top of Group E, and Switzerland tied Costa Rica 2-2, sending the Swiss to the round of 16. Today, there are four more games to wrap up the group stage. Then the round of 16 begins on Saturday. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It'll be another hot day with scattered thunderstorms. Look for temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, beautiful ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning from Daphne to Spanish Fort. Won't find any delays from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Rangeline Road, Theodore Dawes Road, and Schillinger. It's a good ride so far. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. We're sure glad you're here. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. The issue of blight in the city of Mobile is going to be addressed this evening. The areas for up for discussion are for District 1 and District 2. Councilman Fred Richardson and Councilman LaVon Manzi are hosting a meeting which the entire community is invited to. So both want to revitalize Highway 45, some know it as St. Stephen's Road, from Ann Street to Pritchard Avenue. Both councilmen are working to redevelop that area of land. Councilman Richardson says that they have received money for a study from the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, and that money could help spruce up areas and spots which are sorely needed, like Councilman Richardson said, quote, wider sidewalks with walking, biking, hiking along, trees, gutters, and sidewalks. So the possibilities, yes, they are endless, but they need to hear from you as to how they should spend this money. So tonight's meeting is at LaFleur High School between 5 and 6:30 p.m. A couple of reminders for you, especially if you're planning on voting in the upcoming runoff election July 17th. The deadline is fast approaching for you to get registered to vote. And it kind of sort of may collide with your 4th of July plan. So just do this soon. The deadline to register is Monday, July 2nd. See what I mean? A great website to turn to is vote411.org. It helps you figure out where you vote, how to register to vote. You can actually register online. There's a voting guide and more. It's a nonpartisan website, so enjoy that. The general election is November the 6th. And there's this. Mark your calendars for alligator hunting season. It's coming up this August, and you can now register for alligator possession tags. According to Outdoor Alabama, though, only residents of the state who are 16 years and older can obtain a tag. Hunters are allowed to register one time per zone. Cost to apply is $22. Hunters must also attend an alligator hunting training class before you go hunting. Registration now open until July 11th. For more information, hop online, and I will tweet this out as well, at Kelly, K2K Finley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, thank you, Kelly. And coming up tomorrow morning on FM Talk, or Saturday morning on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, I've booked Chief of the Wildlife Division for Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries for the state of Alabama. And unfortunately for him, my buddy Keith Golden, we'll talk about gator season's past, kind of the numbers, where we are now going into this season. And like what Kelly said, too, if you've done this in the past, something has changed the last couple years. You can't go in and buy. It's a lottery season. Okay, so you put your money up, you take your chances. So you go on and you. But it used to be $5 per registration, but you could do it as many times as you wanted. And it was $5. Then there's a processing fee, whatever. It's like $8 or $9. Okay, but people would go and buy lots of entries, which obviously. Even as a communications major, I walked past the math building one time at the University of Alabama, but I know that gives you a better chance of being drawn. The way it's been the last couple of years now is what Kelly described. You go on, it's $22, and you got one shot per zone. Like, we're in the Southwest zone down here, the Mobile Tensile Delta, and outside in private lands in Southwest Alabama. But then you have the area around Wilcox County, Alabama River Zone. You follow another zone over there. But yeah, you can put in one touch. So it's $22 per zone. So you can't like stack the deck. You got, like when I registered a couple weeks ago, I did the Delta region and then one entry, and then that's it.
But will larger families have a better chance of winning?
Of course,
each person in the family register?
Yeah, sure. And as long as they're over 16, like Kelly was saying. And one thing about that hunt, too, is it's a group activity, depending on the size of the boat, people going in. Mm-hmm. I have never in all the years, I've never been drawn. I've never been drawn, but I've people from around the state that have come down here, and I've guided them, you know, on the gator hunt. So I've been there. Everybody can go. You know, just one person has a tag. So.
Well, how did they define family, though? Is it family by blood? Family by marriage?
Well, they don't really care. It's just anybody you know. I mean, if you want to get a group of people together that y'all are all interested in it, then
that's,
you say,
your new family.
Friends or family, just say whomever gets drawn, we're all going on this trip, you know.
Because if anyone would gain first cousins, it would be you at that time of the year. That's my first cousin.
And they say there's no lottery in Alabama.
That's right. There it is. You're right. There's the gator lotteries out there. Hey, maybe if you're out in August on those two weekends enjoying gator season, you could pop on in for dinner because, you know, gator season, the hunts start in the evening. And so if you wanted to stop in maybe for early dinner or a little respite after an hour or two out on the water, Original Oyster House on the Causeway, great location for doing that. Of course, two locations of the Original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores, and that Causeway location right next to where you might be going alligator hunting. And I got a note from the folks at the Oyster House the other day. Number one, to chastise me about me picking on the salad bar. So duly noted. We'll stop that. And number two, to said, hey, live music is back at the Causeway location. So not only do you have the great food, the great view, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights, you have live tunes at the Causeway location of the Original Oyster House. I think tonight Phil Proctor is going to be there. Tomorrow night at 6, Bobby Butch is going to be there. So in amongst having great family meal, great place to hang out, take friends and family and soon-to-be family members to go. You can also check out live tunes. So their lineup over at originaloysterhouse.com. Just click the link for live music. All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill joins us. We'll talk about the weekend weather and today and tomorrow with him, and a look at the tropics all straight ahead.
All
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Major developments in a plan to move Mobile Regional Airport to Brookley Field near downtown. The Airport Authority Board has voted to take the next steps in the move. The board will come up with a master plan, which will include renderings of what the new airport would look like. A study last week said moving the airport could be done in 3 to 5 years. When it comes to public schooling in Alabama, the state is showing some improvement. The Kids Count Data Center released the numbers from their study ranking states in 5 categories of public schooling. Alabama showed improvement in health, climbing 5 spots to number 37. Overall, child well-being also up 2 spots to 42nd in the country. No change in the other 3 categories, economic well-being, quality of education, and family and community. A local teacher has been recognized again for the outstanding job she does. Chastity Collier was at the White House yesterday and was presented the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. She also got a signed citation from President Donald Trump and a $10,000 grant for the National Science Foundations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Lucy Greer. My family has served our community for over 100 years, and I'm thankful my husband, Spiro Chirigatis, shares that same passion for service. Spiro is a devoted husband and wonderful father. I just admire the way he leads his life with conservative Christian values. Spiro is in a runoff for district court judge. He needs your vote on July 17th to help make Mobile County a safer place for all of our families.
Hard name, harder on crime. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Skylar Sherrill, nurse practitioner. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit southerncancercenter.com.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Republicans hope to fill the Supreme Court seat being vacated by Justice Anthony Kennedy as soon as possible. At a campaign event in Fargo, North Dakota last night, President Trump talked about the opportunity it presented to him.
I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy. That's why he did it.
Russian and American diplomats are likely to meet to set the stage for a July summit between President Putin and President Trump. Correspondent Frederick Plykin reports on possible topics for the meeting.
The president has come out yesterday and said that it will be Syria and also Ukraine, and of course also John Bolton saying that the election meddling in 2016 could be on the agenda as well.
The Defense Department is looking for a place to hold as many as 12,000 illegal immigrant families. Health and Human Services says it prefers the facilities be in Arizona, New Mexico, California, or Texas. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Apple and Samsung have ended their 7-year legal patent infringement battle. The two companies agreed to a settlement in the case but did not disclose the terms. The settlement closes a dispute that started in 2011 when Apple accused Samsung of slavishly copying the iPhone's design and software features. There really is such a thing at Kohl's Christmas in July. The retailer says it has opened up its application process for seasonal positions at more than 300 of its 1,100 stores across the country. But it's not just looking for workers for the holiday shopping season. It's also staffing up for the back-to-school rush. Fashion retailer H&M's quarterly profit dropped 22%, and it says we'll have to cut prices to help shift unsold merchandise, sending its shares more than 4% lower in European trading. Crude oil up 12 cents at $72.88 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after stocks closed broadly lower yesterday. That's your money now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary. Not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today, confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5, and let me go to the B-roll, vocal B-roll here for the rest of the summer. Wow, it was hot yesterday, Dr. Bill.
Yes, it was. In fact, we didn't get as hot as we expected because we had those thunderstorms that developed, but we still got up to 90 degrees, and with that, the heat index got up to 105 out at the airport. So that's an indication of how humid the air was when we had 90-degree temperatures, but still a heat index way up at 105. It's going to be another hot day today. In fact, temperatures are going to be way up in the mid-90s for today, tomorrow, and also Saturday. Putting the humidity into the picture, we've got some, best call it dangerous heat levels, heat index levels. In fact, today it looks like up around 107 with a temperature about 95 degrees. And we've got a decent chance for some thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Tonight, I can't say we're going to cool down, but tonight's low will be in the upper 70s. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening. And then for Friday, very good chance for thunderstorms and up around 95 degrees with a heat index of near 110 for Friday afternoon. And so that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's great. Swell.
And then over the weekend, a very good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, but starting most likely in the late morning hours. We're still going to get up near 95 degrees on Saturday and in the low 90s on Sunday. And it looks like for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll have a series of disturbances moving from east to west along the Gulf Coast. And as they move through, they'll increase thunderstorm activity. So we start next week, Monday, with a good chance for thunderstorms, a high around 90, the same for Tuesday. And then for Wednesday, things start to improve a little bit. some scattered afternoon thunderstorms with a high in the low 90s. So we've got some very hot, very humid weather. Certainly will take us through the weekend.
It makes you want to roast a marshmallow just hearing this. Thank you, Dr. Bell. I love it.
Well, at least one of us does. If the marshmallow, you don't have to actually roast it. You just let it sit out. It does it on its own. Dr. Bell, the tropics, what are you watching?
Right now we're looking good. It's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. Caribbean is quiet. Still have quite a bit of thunderstorm activity way on the eastern Atlantic. But, again, conditions are just not favorable for any kind of formation. We'll continue to watch it. But this time of the year, we still expect activity in the Gulf or the Western Caribbean, but it's quiet at the moment.
All right, good news. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. You know, and speaking of the heat, that getting away from the heat, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people just go to the mountains. This is why the Smoky Mountains are chock full of human beings this time of year, trying to get the closest place they can to get a little bit of break from the heat. And speaking of taking trips and going on vacation, I know, Dalton, you're just back from vacation. Do you feel recharged?
I do. Yeah, I feel great. Unfortunately, I didn't go anywhere that was a little cooler. I mean, it was a little cooler, but like 2 degrees. The Smokies.
Okay, well, so you're recharging. You only have just a day or two left of that. Look at this. PR Newswire put out a story, said, if you're going on vacation for the 4th of July, which drives me crazy. I call it Independence Day.
Are you checking gas prices?
No, I'm not. No, that's what the AAA's for. Oh. And you to start try to incite me. You're trying to incite me with those words.
It's your favorite.
Just like when, so I'll call it the Independence Day week. If you're trying to go on vacation for Independence Day, try to enjoy every second, they say, because as soon as you're back at work, you're going to go right back to feeling just like you did before you left for vacation. A survey out, because they got time for this kind of stuff, said majority of people who take vacation say they are recharged when they return home from the vacation, helps them recover from stress, but the feelings go away between 24 and 48 hours after returning to work. 40% of people say good feelings disappear within a day, a few days.
Wow.
And 24% of respondents said they disappear the second they walk back into work.
All right. Poor people.
Survey also found that 41% of people they talked to said their company encourages them to take time off, and 19% of people avoid taking vacations because they're afraid it'll make it look like they're not committed to their job.
They didn't have a category for the people who go on vacation but stay on their computers and their phones at the pool, so that they're not even enjoying the sun, not even enjoying the pool, because they're working in their outdoor office.
What one thing that's good about the Smoky Mountains and the hills and the hollers?
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you'll be like, if you watch this look of fear in my children's eyes when they go, it's not working. It's not working. We have no... I said...
That's a proud papa moment.
Daddy has figured this out. We're down in here, so you're going to have to do stuff like outside and put down the electric... And you know what? After, when they realize there's no way, at least I don't know, everybody's different, my kids, after about 30 minutes of that, then they forget about it.
30-minute detox period.
Right, they cleanse from the digital, and they go to throwing rocks in the creek and, those kind of things.
Yeah. So on the flip side.
Down here, they're creeks. Up there, they're creeks.
Oh, but on the flip side, so when vacation's over and you're hopping back into the vehicle, is it overload? Is the opposite of detox, where it's like, give it to me, as far as the games and the electronics?
No, I've seen it slow. By the time we get back home, like an 8-hour ride, sure, they're back to normal. But at first, it's a slow thought, although they're reminded of it. And maybe we do it this year. I'll get my wife's phone and she can video, because y'all realize the volume of, I know y'all do, but the volume of emails I get for the radio station, and not just on air stuff, but all the stuff we do with this business and social media stuff. When my phone finally catches signal somewhere up there, it goes into a ring, ding, vibrate mode, and it sometimes has lasted 3 or 4 minutes. Just and that's when I go.
That happened for me on the plane last week to Branson. Everybody turned their phone off for the plane ride. Everybody leaving from Mobile, and unfortunately, there was an Amber Alert last week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But
the baby,
it turned out well, right?
You got the child,
baby, but everybody,
mama, and the guy who
and
had
dirtbag.
The baby.
I mean,
yeah.
But everybody turned their phone on when we landed in Atlanta.
Oh, no.
And the Amber Alerts for everyone down
the
both.
Whole phone, the whole plane,
plane
is getting...
was an Amber Alert. It was, it was amazing.
You know it works. I mean, when it comes it to a child, it, you can never hear a ding or a beep too many times.
Well, we've talked about that with the cell technology. You know, what? When there's a severe thunderstorm or there's a flood warning or there's a hurricane warning or there's an Amber Alert, the EAS will take over this radio station. Some people don't know that. They think like we sit in here and pray. Those things take over radio stations. That's why it works, because we're covering all the stations, all the federally licensed stations are covering, you know, all the parts of the USA, so they can send these alerts out and get them to where they need to go. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, though, your cellular technology is doing that as well now, which is really good, because if you're traveling somewhere that you're not normally, you're not tuned into this station or that, hopefully you're listening to us on TuneIn, but if you're not, whatever area, well, we couldn't help you, actually. You could listen on TuneIn, but we can't help you, because if you're in Atlanta, you're in Nashville, you're in wherever, and here comes a storm, your phone with the location on knows where you are and is going to give you that warning. So I think it's pretty good technology out there for sure. All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Kane and traffic next.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Todd Akers Drive between Cuyman Road and Jackson Lane. They've got a single car accident without injuries. Fire department and local police department on the scene. No delays so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, it's been a great start to the morning so far. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A and 1 mile on the left, with new and used golf carts from Yamaha and all the other brands, electric or gas, and they service all the carts that they sell as well. It's Car Doctor, 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5. I guess this is traffic related. Kane, if you're listening there from the text line here, I'll rephrase it here. A woman without clothing walking on Highway 45. Maybe this is some of the improvements that they're talking about that LaVon Manzi and Fred Richardson are talking about, improvements on 45.
Maybe she knows a gentleman that I saw today. He did have clothes on, but he had on a dark blue shirt and black pants walking across Airport Boulevard.
Night?
Well, you know, time we come into work.
Yeah. But in the dark, yeah.
Living dangerously.
Called bad choices. Bad choices. All right. Thank you for that update. 6:45, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. This is a very urgent story. It's regarding a missing child alert in effect right now. This alert going out about 30 minutes ago. Coleman County authorities need your help. 13-year-old Daily Ann Powell is missing. She was last seen at 4 p.m. Thursday at her home in Coleman. She's described as a Caucasian female with green eyes and red hair. She has a mole on her forehead and on her neck. That's according to the emergency missing child alert from the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. She's 5'3" tall and weighs 95 pounds. She was last seen wearing a floral top with shorts and a blue denim vest. Her hair was in a French braid. If you see this 13-year-old, please call 911 or the Coleman County Sheriff's Office at 256-735-2741. We know she could be anywhere in this state. We pray for her safe return. I will tweet that out, her picture, so that you understand who we are looking for. If you work in law enforcement, more specifically in the Alabama prison system, you will soon see a pay bump in your paycheck. How about that? The move is to not only retain those who currently work in uniform, but also to recruit new hires. Correctional officers in Alabama's maximum security prisons will get a 10% pay raise beginning July the 1st. That's according to the DOC Commissioner, Jeff Dunn. He also says those who are at medium security prisons will get a 5% pay bump. Now, Dunn says correctional officers are underpaid compared to other law enforcement officers. He said that most of the state's maximum and medium security prisons have staffing levels below 50%. The goal is to improve safety for inmates and employees. They also say that our state's toughest prisons, once again, the staff, that is the issue. So this increase will boost the starting salary for an entry-level correctional officer with a high school diploma. It'll boost from $28,500 and some change up to $31,368 at a maximum security prison and to $29,942 at a medium security prison. DOC will use part of that $30 million supplement to this year's budget, which was approved by the legislature, to fund the pay raises from the beginning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And maybe we can tackle this in another show or the 8 o'clock hour. There's an interesting nuance to that. I remember from the discussions a couple years ago about corrections officers and their pay, that because the pay rate was so low, understaffed, because not as many people taking the job. Look at today's world, too. You know, we're at full employment in the state of Alabama. You know, the numbers shake out that way. But back then, they had fewer corrections officers, which meant they had overtime. And we had some huge numbers on salaries for overtime people were taking. And so instead of fully staffing, they were letting it be understaffed and letting those corrections officers work these overtime jobs, making a lot more money. Well, the problem is then when you have a system like that, if somebody's sick or they get people sick, you know, you have flu goes through the office kind of thing.
It backfires.
Or these people, then every time that one person can't come to work, it's magnified. If you've been using them to work overtime for the job of two people or three people, it's magnified in a big, big way. So that's the danger of it. And actually, they ran the numbers back then, and maybe what's being done now by Commissioner Dunn, they said we would spend less money in doing corrections by paying people better salaries in the first place than setting up a system where these people are covering by working overtime. And it's an in-depth discussion, but that's kind of the short of it.
Well, there's this. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson found that a shortage of security staff was a factor in his ruling last year that the DOC's mental health care for inmates failed to meet standards required by the U.S. Constitution.
Which costs taxpayers money if you don't do it right and you get a fine. So,
this is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police have arrested a man they say was helping Marquise Wallace elude them. Tadrian Rushing is charged with accessory after the fact. Investigators say Rushing hid one of the vehicles Wallace was allegedly driving. Police are still looking for Wallace. On June 6, investigators say Wallace was driving a white Dodge Challenger when he hit three people on West Cervantes Street in Pensacola.
Two of the victims, including a baby, died. Two of three teenagers charged with assault in a Davidson High School locker room appeared before a judge Wednesday. LaQuentin Williams and Alex Sullivan were in court. Ellis Wright was not in court. His lawyer entered a plea on his behalf. They're charged with beating Rodney Kim Jr. inside the Davidson High School locker room. A video of that assault went viral. All three pleaded not guilty, asking for youthful offender status. An inmate who escaped from his work release site in Bay Minette is back in custody. 29-year-old James Hubbard had been on the run since around 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. He was captured last night about 10. Hubbard is serving 7 years for property theft out of Talladega County. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Oregon State beat Arkansas 5-3 Wednesday night to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight in the College World Series. Beavers were down 3-2 entering the top of the ninth inning on the brink of elimination. But with two outs and the tying run on third base, Oregon State's Caden Grenier hit a pop-up foul down the right field line. That's when three Arkansas players surrounded the pop-up, needing that one out to win the national championship. No one called for the ball, and the ball fell to the ground for a foul ball.
Was there a lot of glove pointing?
No, they're actually pretty good teammates. They weren't blaming each other. But the next pitch, Grenier hit a single, driving in the tying run. Then after that, outfielder Trevor Larnach came to the plate, and this happened.
Larnach's 18 homers leads the team. Gets one to hit, drives it to right. This one is deep. This one is gone. Trevor Larnach, 19th. And Oregon State roars to the top here in the ninth. They now lead it 5-3.
Oregon State relief pitcher Jake Mulholland came on to close out the game for the Beavers in the bottom of the ninth. Tonight, series deciding Game 3 scheduled to start at 5:30. It'll air on ESPN.
And you can hear that aluminum bat, that difference between MLB and you know, you hear that ding.
I bet after this they're going to call for the ball a little louder. When you're an outfielder, yes. You know how to use your freaking lungs.
I got it.
That foul
Mine.
Ball will be... It'll be talked about for years, especially if Arkansas does not win tonight.
That's right.
Yesterday, a federal judge denied St. Paul's motion for a preliminary injunction against the Alabama High School Athletic Association's competitive balance rule. St. Paul's filed the suit in federal court in May, arguing that the competitive balance rule puts their football players at risk for injury and unfairly targets private schools. Now, St. Paul's football team will play in Class 6A this year after winning the state championship in 5A last season. 6:55 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It'll be another hot day with scattered thunderstorms. Look for temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
On Dauphin Island, preparations are being rushed to completion for fireworks and other 4th of July festivities. But first, we have this weekend to enjoy the sun and fun on Dauphin Island. It's not too late to plan your fun on Dauphin Island for the 4th. Thursday and Friday's West End Beach Free Movie is that summer classic Jaws and the ever-popular Trolls. No glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Dauphin Island, the Sunset Capital of Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. There at Todd Akers Drive between Cleveland Road and Jackson Lane, single car accident. Watch your speed as you're traveling through there. Officers are working a little bit of radar also from the 1065 split, but a good ride downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 657 FM Talk 106.5. At Mobile Mornings, we're glad you're along. Remember, you can keep up with us on social media as well, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, soon to come to Snapchat, although I don't know what we would do. Put the fil- isn't that where you put the filters on?
Yeah, you could wear tiaras and stuff like that.
Oh, there you go. Oh, speaking of which, too, you would have seen, I got to post that picture on the Twitter feed. Of course, the Watermelon Queens were in yesterday. I was lucky enough to judge that pageant a couple months ago, and they're getting ready for the Grand Bay Watermelon Festival next week. They joined me in studio yesterday and challenged us to watermelon eating contest, so go ahead and get ready. Get ready.
I think I'm ready.
It's on.
I'll happily watch you both duel it out.
But I think we have to wear tiaras like they did.
Don't. Or tiaras.
Okay, we're good. We'll be right back.